Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, is there anybody on your business team there to change you?
Having a team around you who agrees with your approach, your plans, ideas has been described to me as the perfect work team. I disagree. Constant agreement can lead to groupthink and tunnel vision. I ask every business owner listening, who is on your team within your inner circle who is there to challenge you and change you? Sounds like disruption to the process, right? Well, let me explain with these following 3 points.
All right, what's number one?
In 1997, a Korean Flight 801 crashed into a mountain, killing 229 people. After the investigation, the NTSB determined that the plane crashed most likely because of poor decisions by the pilot and because the flight crew were afraid to question his judgment. In other words, when the leader is making a bad choice, someone needs to speak up that the leader's going to listen to. So I ask you, who's on your team that has that privilege? It should be many people.
Okay, secondly.
When the business is struggling, customers are leaving, and revenue is tanking, if everyone is of the same mindset, no one can see an alternative to what has already been tried. Instead of everyone pointing fingers and blaming someone for this, you need people on your team who think differently, when they can offer different approaches and solutions that may seem completely alien to your leadership thinking.
And lastly,
if you're doing the same thing as you always have, that means there is no growth going on. Leaders need to grow before a business can grow. Make sure that you have people in your inner circle that will challenge you, that will change you, and that will make you think about your business on a regular basis.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.